So, Caitlin in St. Louis, Missouri, why are you pro-choice?
Hello?
Hi, Caitlin. Are you there?
Yeah.
Welcome. Thanks for calling. Why are you pro-choice?
Well, I guess I'm pro-choice. I just think that, you know, women should have the choice. And I think also that even if we were to make abortion illegal, people are still going to get them. And I just want it to be safe for the women.
Okay. Well, that part's true. Abortions are still obtained, even if it's illegal. But you haven't really answered why you're pro-choice.
I think I've taken from that. Caitlin, are you worried that if you're pro-choice because if we make abortion illegal, it becomes more dangerous for the woman choosing it?
Yes. That's what I'm worried about.
Okay. All righty. Well, here's my position on that. I agree with you. I agree that abortion should be safe. In fact, I would be okay with abortion, totally fine with it, if it were as safe for the child as it is for the mother. Do you see what I mean by that?
I do.
What do I mean by that?
I think you mean because it might be safe for the woman, but I mean that the child's the one that's not being able to live any longer, so they don't get the choice.
That's inherently the problem. You're right. If abortion didn't involve another human being's life, then it'd be obvious we should keep it legal so it's safer. So, for example, if tonsillectomies, the removal of the tonsils, becomes more dangerous if it's illegal, well, we should just make that procedure legal. It's a good, you know, if the tonsils are damaged in some way, go ahead and surgically remove them. But for me, there's no safe way to do an abortion because half the people involved always end up getting killed. I owe that one to my friend Jason in Arizona. It's a good observation. So I guess, Caitlin, this was actually when I was at the University of California in Berkeley, this objection was raised a lot during a debate I had. And this is my response to them. I said, should we keep it legal so it's safer for bigger people to end the lives of smaller people? I mean, what do you think?
Oh, gosh, no. Oh, see, okay, well, when you put it that way, I don't know. I mean, I'm a social worker, so obviously I'm the one that fights for the people that don't have a voice, so it's hard to make this decision.
Well, I mean, what is it about abortion that makes it so hard?
I don't know. I understand that the fetus has a right, that the baby has a right, but I mean, I think a woman should have the right to choose, too.
You see how those would conflict, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I understand that it's so kind of hypocritical.
Well, but here's the thing, I guess, Caitlin. When one person we're talking about their right to have a life, and the other person we're talking about their right to live their life how they want to, shouldn't we put the right for one person to even live at all to be at least a bit higher than the other person's right to kind of choose things?
I don't know.
Would you be willing to think that over, that it's plausible that one person's life, that should count more than what another person wants to choose to do with their life?
Maybe.
Well, I think that's something to think over when it comes to this issue, because that's the crux when we talk about abortion. And I would encourage you, when you think about this issue, to not think about the choice, because choice is a very abstract word. What abortion is, technically speaking, is it's the removal of a child from the womb before they can survive with the intent of ending their life. Now, I agree with you. Men and women find themselves in difficult situations where they may choose this. But my question is this. Does being in a difficult life situation give us the right to hurt other people so we can make our situation better? I don't think it does. What do you think?
No. Gosh, I don't think it does either.
Okay.
Caitlin, I'm hearing a very open-minded person. You're willing to say the word maybe here. Maybe is a powerful word, depending on the starting point of it. I do think you'll enjoy the book that Trent wrote. It's called Persuasive Pro-Life.
Yeah, why don't you can pick it up online very easily. In fact, I might try to see if we can get our call screener or someone to get you your address, your email address. I'd be happy to send it to you, and you can kind of look over and just think about it a bit more. Would you be interested in that?
I mean, I definitely would.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll put you on hold, and our peripatetic call screener, Anne, can set you up.
We will do that.
So you can privately give her your snail mail address. Fair enough, Caitlin?
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for your work as a social worker.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.